to it?
7-7, well, that's work.
Okay, good.
710-3076. That's good.
You can walk away.
I'll never forget that once at a planning commission meeting. We had started it early or whatever, and we're there and just waiting, waiting. And that was when he was a chairman and everything. And they called him, like, how's it going? And they're like, how's it going? You know, and everything. And like, to come to the meeting, I was like, yeah. And we started, well, we've been started 15 minutes ago. And you hear this. Unfortunately, we weren't televised.
It's confusing. It's tomorrow. We're ready.
Oh, I know. No, it's easy to do.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our very special reorganization meeting for Monday, December the 11th. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Dickens.
Here.
Councilmember Costello.
Here.
Councilmember Arnold.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie.
Here.
And Mayor Ferrara.
Here. If you would all please stand and join me in the flag salute and then remain standing. Pastor George Lepper is here from Peace Lutheran Church for our invocation this evening.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for the citizens who have served our city. We thank you, Lord, that for all the blessings you have brought to our city itself. Be with our council this evening as we in a blessed place to live. In the name of our personal Lord and Savior, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That takes us to item number 5 on our agenda, which is public comment. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to come forward and comment on items that are not on this evening's agenda. And please adhere to the 3-minute rule if you would. Anyone would like to come forward during public comment? No one? Okay, we will close the public comment period. And this is the time on our agenda where we have an opportunity to let the limelight shine on a departing member of our council, Jim Dickens. This is his last meeting. And so there's time set aside, Jim, for your, I guess you would call it, closing remarks.
Well, for the last time, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I thank the public. If for those of you that have been elected to office, and for those of you that have served the public, it certainly is an honor and a humbling experience. When I started this venture over 8 years ago, it was something that I had never thought I would actually do. And it has been a challenging time for me, but it's been an extremely rewarding time for me. And I can only thank those of you that had faith marking the box and saying, you know, we want to have Jim Dickens represent us, and I appreciate that. It's been a wonderful experience, and I guess, I know if I start thanking people, I'll forget somebody. But I really want to basically highlight the folks that have really endured with me, and that's primarily my family and my wife and my two kids. And I was looking back today at my brochure that I put together 8 years ago to hand out to the public to try to explain who I am and what I represent. And there's a photo on that brochure, which I hope that maybe we can get up, Nancy, at least on the TV. But it kind of highlights to me not only my family support, but the growth. And 8 years, it seems like it's been just yesterday. But as you can see, my 10-year-old was only two, and my son wasn't even born. And as I've grown as a young man and as a family man, I've grown into this position as well. And it certainly is with a lot of regret that I do have to step down, but I hope the public understands that, one, I believe that we have a fabulous council, a fabulous staff, and a fabulous community that is going to continue to do the things that at least certainly I support. And as I've told Steve and others in the staff, I'm not really going to go away, and I might just go back to being that community activist and be a thorn in their side. But we'll certainly be there and look into the future. I certainly want to thank my honorary chairs, Gordon and Minetta Bennett, who've been there since day one, and the history about how we named Olihan Alley. And I know there's been talk in the city about maybe renaming Olihan something to something else because the alley doesn't seem to be so fitting. But in my opinion, I would ask my colleagues as I step down to honor the fact that Olihan Alley is the name of our street behind our village here. And I just presented some information this evening that might at least convince folks that that needs to stay as is. So as a politician, always a politician. Nevertheless, there are a multitude of people that I could thank, and I can certainly step down. And as I looked at the brochure that I wrote up 8 years ago, I can confidently say that the items that were listed there are still near and dear to my heart today, and I believe we've come a long way in making many strides in the city to uphold not only myself, but the vision that the community has. And so with that, I thank the public, I thank my colleagues for allowing me to serve, and I thank staff for being there and giving us all the information we need to make good decisions. So thank you.
Canvas of all voters cast at the November 7th election, consolidated general election. Kelly.
Thank you. Mayor Ferrara and members of the council. On November 7th, a consolidated general election was held in the city of Aurora Grande to elect a mayor and two members of the city council. Also on the ballot was Measure O06 regarding the establishment of a transactions and use tax, or sales tax, in the city, and four advisory measures asking voters how the proposed additional half-cent sales tax should be used should Measure O06 pass. Total voter registration for the city was 11,017. The total number of ballots cast was 7,562, resulting in a 68.6% voter turnout. The county clerk has conducted the official canvass of the returns of the votes cast in the election and has declared and certified the results. Incumbent Tony Ferrara was reelected as mayor, and Joe Costello and Chuck Fellows received the highest number of votes for two open seats on the city council. Measure 06 passed by 50.09%, which met the majority voter approval required for establishing a local transactions and use tax. In order to implement Measure O, the city must enter into agreements with the State Board of Equalization to administer and collect the tax. The sales tax rate will increase to 7.75% beginning April 1st, 2007. As noted earlier, four advisory measures were placed on the ballot to ask voters if a portion of the revenue from the tax should be used to fund specific needs identified in the city's long-range financial plan. Three of the four advisory measures passed favorably, indicating that Arroyo Grande voters preferred that the funds be used for transportation improvements, infrastructure improvements, and public safety equipment, staffing, and facilities. These results provide important information. Council adopt a resolution accepting the certificates of the county clerk, certifying the results of the Arroyo Grande municipal election, and adopt a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute agreements with the State Board of Equalization to implement the local transactions and use tax. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. Questions or clarifications for Kelly? Okay, this is not a public hearing, but obviously a significant event in our city, and we typically open up those types of items to the public as well. Anyone who would like to come forward on item number 7, this would be an opportunity. Okay, seeing none, we will close public comment on item 7, and we will bring this back for discussion and action, and the action will require two motions, one for each of the resolutions.
Mr. Mayor, I would move a resolution of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande accepting the certificates of the county clerk results of canvass of all votes cast at the November 7, 2006 consolidated general election.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Dickens?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie?
Yes.
And Mayor Ferrara?
Yes.
And there's a second ordinance. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I would move a resolution of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande authorizing the city manager to execute agreements with the State Board of Equalization for implementation of a local transaction and use tax.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion on the second motion. Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Dick.
Okay. First and foremost, we will have remarks by our newest council member, Chuck Fellows.
Thank you, Mayor Ferrara. It's my pleasure to be up here with some of the most famous people in the city of Arroyo Grande. Oh, how do I know they're famous? Because when my 5-year-old granddaughter Haley was told by her mom that she was coming down here tonight to see her pa sworn in and to sit up here, she said, Oh, with Tony Ferrara? So I'm honored to be part of this elite group and to have the opportunity to also become famous or to remain infamous, depending on your point of view. I'm also happy to have this opportunity to thank all of those who helped me get to this point. So first of all, thank you to everyone who voted for me. And also a special thank you to those who are actively involved in the campaign, those who displayed my campaign sign in their yard, and those who endorsed me and went door to door and stuffed envelopes and wrote checks to help pay the campaign expenses. I can't take the time to mention each one of you by name because of the 3-minute rule, but you know who you are, and I want you to know that I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. Some were involved on a nearly day-to-day basis. Signs and brochures were designed by our son, Matt, who's here tonight. Photos were taken by daughter Amy, who's in Africa right now. Daughter Kristen was a constant observer of the entire campaign and offered some very helpful advice. And finally, Linda, my sweetie and wife of 41 years and the mother of our children, was an enthusiastic supporter, especially after we read in the Tribune during the campaign that the council position came with health benefits. She was firmly on board after that. In my campaign brochure, I made 7 pledges. I pledged to advocate for our small-town rural character. I pledged to protect the prime farmland while supporting the agriculture industry. I pledged to follow smart growth principles when evaluating development applications, to vote for projects that benefit the community, not special interest, to support bringing dining, lodging, and shopping opportunities to Arroyo Grande. I pledge to provide open, accessible government with respect for the process, which includes polite discourse. And finally, to use my knowledge of the environment to think globally and act locally. During the next 4 years, I will honor the trust that you have placed in me by remembering those 7 pledges. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck, and welcome. Next, we have remarks by our newly re-elected council member, Joe Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the people that were gracious enough to vote for me. And while they say they don't come to meetings, they do watch on television. And I'd like to thank you, those of you who are watching, those of you who are here tonight, for staying involved in the city and for keeping the city vital. And I do hope that I can justify your confidence in me to serve for 4 more years and do the city's business properly. I do want to thank the people that were involved in my campaign that also stuffed envelopes and walked the neighborhoods and helped with signs. And Bill McCann was a big help. I want to thank my treasurer, Eileen, my wife, and I very much want to thank my family, particularly my wife, Eileen, and my son, Zach, who put up with the additional strains that go with being on the council and the distractions from family life. And their support at home is really important. I want to thank them very much for being there for me. And I pledge to do my best for you. I take this position very seriously. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and I'm willing to put that work in for 4 more years. And I look forward to working with the council and the staff we have in the city to make sure that the city continues to move forward. Thank you all very much.
Okay, next we have remarks by Mayor Ferrara. I think I want to start by saying a few more words about Jim Dickens. And, you know, this is difficult for me because Jim and I go back a ways. We compared ideologies back in 1990 change immediately. And we both found out that that was not to be. Once we got up here on the dais, things like that tend to change a little bit. Not your ideology, but perhaps your method and the degree of patience that you must apply to some difficult situations. And certainly we experienced that. We both got up here and found that for a period of time our ideology was in the minority. So it took us a while. But over time, we were able to affect the changes that I think ultimately comprised our primary agenda. I'm not going to elaborate too much more because the latter part of January, early part of February, Jim's going to have a special night, and I have other remarks that I will save until then. But as you leave office, Jim, I have three words for you. You did good, and it was a pleasure to serve up here with you, a pleasure and an honor, and I'm going to miss you. It's not going to be the same. So I wish you well in your endeavor, and I hope that long list of, what do you call it?
Honeydews.
Is that what you call it? I hope you're able to get through with that list with the grace and the success that you've tackled some of the hard issues up here. So my best wishes to you now and into the future. As far as the election is concerned, I feel very fortunate and honored to have run unopposed and continue to work hard over the next 2 years to earn the confidence that that you've shown in me. If you do a look back, it does two things. If you're honest and you're candid about it with yourself, it helps you understand whether or not you've made a difference in the position that you're in, and if you have not, or at least you haven't met your own expectations, what you need to change into the future to do better. And there are a few things that I hope to improve on, but for the most part, a look back for me in the two previous terms as mayor, working with some wonderful people, we've had an opportunity to make some what I consider to be significant and positive direction changes for the city. And all you have to do is walk outside this door and look up and down the street and see what a wonderful, vibrant, charming village we have. And it wasn't easy. Those challenges were formidable. And had it not been for a great staff and a wonderful organization made up of many of the people who run businesses in the village, I don't think we would have gotten to where we are now. And the future, at least in my mind, for the village looks extremely positive and bright. one of the things that I'm thankful to Jim is the education and the commitment to preserving our agriculture. And I understand that over the past few years, that's kind of become an election buzz phrase, or if you will, a priority of the city, not just a few of the candidates or a few of the members of the council. It's in our general plan. And a look back onto that makes me feel pretty darn good. That's pretty much all I wanted to say at this point. One other thing that I did want to make mention of is over the course of the next 2 years, I think the next challenge, at least for me personally, is to start what we finished on Grand Avenue, and we have a really good start. I think you're going to see some wonderful changes on Grand. One of the things that you probably heard about that we're working towards is trying to put in place not exactly the same type of association, but a similar association made up of business people on Grand Avenue who take to heart what happens in their backyard and are willing to work towards better communication and a better look in the future to Grand Avenue through redevelopment and so forth. As you've seen, somebody mentioned TV, as you've seen on TV, the decisions that we make up here, they never make everyone happy. It's a difficult job to try in good faith to analyze the information that's provided to us, network with the community, choose the right direction that you feel is proper for the city. And sometimes we're able to make more than half of the people in the community happy, and other times it doesn't work out that way. But I'm optimistic about our future, and I'm very much looking forward to serving you over the course of the next 2 years. So thank you very much. Okay, item 12 on our agenda is selection of the mayor pro tem. Steve?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Based on the process that the city council has previously established for rotating the mayor pro tem position, council member Arnold is next in line to serve in that honor over the upcoming year. And at this time, staff recommends that the city council make that appointment.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move that Councilmember Arnold be the mayor pro tem for the next year.
I'll second
that.
Okay,
we have a motion and we have a second. Any further discussion? Do a roll call or a voice vote, Kelly?
Voice vote.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I want to congratulate Councilmember Arnold, and I'll try not to keep you too busy over the course of the next year. And also want to thank Jim for filling in and doing a stellar job as our mayor pro tem this past year. And I have, unfortunately, had to rely on him, and he's stepped up to the plate. So thanks very much for doing that. The young ones in the audience, all of you kids out there, we want you to really drag your parents over to the cake table, okay? But not yet. We're going to take a couple quick pictures, and then we're going to dig in. So we will adjourn at this time to our regular city council meeting, which will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. So thank you all for being here.